Grace Weber's in town, and as she often does, drops by and pays us a visit. Grace is singing at the Lakefront Festival of Art tomorrow evening. Good to see you again, my friend.
Hi, Bruce. It's good to see you.
You know, the other night when I found out we were going to do this, I went back and I listened to an interview and something similar we did 2 years ago when Hope and Heart first came out. You were nervous and giddy and just didn't know what to expect. It was the first, you know, big full album release.
Right.
Now The Refinery is just out there. How are you feeling this time around?
Oh, I feel a lot calmer. I feel a little more seasoned and really excited, but in a more grounded way. And I think this time around, I feel like the album that I'm releasing, you know, it comes right from my heart, you know, and I was like, you know, in there with my raw hands making this record. So it just feels a lot more like, yeah, this is who I am. Here you go. You know, versus I think the first time around, maybe I was a little bit more, you know, oh God, I hope people like this. Yeah, this time it's like, okay, you know, whether or not people like it, I'm so happy with it. So it just feels really good to get it out there.
That's good. And we expect to hear those songs, some of them tomorrow night.
Yeah, totally. I think we're actually going to do almost the whole album will be played live tomorrow night. Yeah.
Excellent. Full band, right?
Full band, yep.
And today we just have you and this keyboardist extraordinaire here.
Yes, Elliot Skinner, and he's a beautiful singer as well. He lives with me in New York, so pretty cool dude.
So we're going to have harmonies and keyboards. And,
yeah.
Well, let's not keep people hanging on any longer. Let's give them one of your new songs today.
Yeah, okay, so this is Perfect Stranger, and it plays on the radio.
Oh,
sometimes.
It does? Yeah. Yes, it does.
but this is our, you know, like acoustic version of it. Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
I see myself in strangers, on the subway, on the street. I find a little comfort when our eyes meet. I know it's rude to stare too long, sir, but were we friends 3 lives ago? I see myself in strangers, in the people I don't know. But who am I without you? Who could I be next to you? I don't know, but I want to. Could you be my perfect stranger? I need a little danger. Lose who you are. We can stay in the dark. To the surface, now I see you all the time. You don't need to know my name, no. Let's just stay inside the game. Oh, I see myself in strangers, in the people I don't know. But who am I without you? I don't know, but I want to. Could I be next to you? Could you be my perfect stranger? I need a little danger. Lose who you are. We can stay in the dark. And you be my perfect stranger. Your throwback. But this is something that I've never had. Tying up some loose thread, cleaning out my head. Mama said don't ever talk to people you don't know about. I can't help it, gonna try it out, 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 out. Could you perfect stranger. I need a little danger. Lose who you are. We can stay in the dark. And you be my perfect stranger.
I had to try real hard not to sing along with that.
Nice. Hey, you could have sang along.
No, you don't want to hear that. I was just mouthing it over
nice,
here.
So
that's my favorite song off The Refinery. Grace Weber is in the studio with us at WUWM. I want to ask you about your fan base a little bit. This is just my observation, and you can tell me if I'm crazy. But it seems as though you're going for the tri-coastal method.
Yeah, it's
like you're playing, you know, New York, Boston, East Coast.
Right.
You've got your built-in fan base here, and you're out in California and that area a lot too.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, we are. We're trying to, make a buzz begin to happen in New York and LA as a way to really kind of spread my name across the whole country. And
right.
Of course, the Midwest has been so good to me, and that's kind of where we're actually trying to really grow out of mainly is from the Midwest, from Milwaukee being the main base of where things can happen. So
I have talked to a couple of people that have relocated. Now, you live in New York City, but have relocated either back to or are moving to Milwaukee because it's halfway between New York and LA, and they don't have to deal with Chicago.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And so I don't know if we're becoming like a mini hub of music lately.
That's actually a great point. Yeah, because you can live in Milwaukee and then fly to New York, fly to L.A. It's going to be cheaper than flying from New York to L.A.
Yeah.
And then enjoy all the amazingness that is Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Think about that.
I need to think about that. Every time I come home, I'm like, man, I really miss living here. It's just such an amazing town. And with everything that's happening, you know, in the art scene here, it feels like it is becoming a new hub for music.
Honest to God, there is too much to do here in the summertime.
Yeah, totally.
You can't take it all in. You're going to miss something.
Well, I was talking to Elliot. We were at Jazz in the Park last night, just hanging out. And he was like, so do they do this once a month? Or I'm like, no, it's once a week.
Every week.
Yes. And then, you know, there's like from Festival of the Arts and the Bray Street Festival and Summerfest. And
too much going on.
Too much, yeah.
We love it.
Yeah.
Also about marketing, Grace. I mean, you're basically still an indie artist, and by and large, you know, a lot of it's DIY on your part. You're running the show, you're calling the shots, you're developing the brand. Any wishes to farm that out, to start hiring, an entourage to handle your brand?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I would love that. I am actually starting to build a little team now. Mm-hmm. And it's been super helpful to have other people on board really who understand the music industry and understand the business side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, if I can it's such a luxury for artists to just be able to focus on art, you know, because now everything, you have to have your hands in everything. But the more that I can just focus on art, the better my art is because I'm not in my head so much. Like I'm not thinking about, oh, you know, I gotta do this song this way because I need to post it on Facebook tomorrow. And like, I'm just thinking about just the emotion of the song and nothing else. And so that's really nice.
From my little bit of experience with social media is that if you're not keeping your name out there almost every day, you tend to slide off people's radar.
Yeah. You know, there's one thing about social media that I dislike, and it's that talking about number on Facebook, which you might only know if you have a fan page, which it doesn't even matter, but it's this one metric that, like, it tracks, like, how many people are talking about you, and it's like the
one. It can
one,
drive you
yes,
crazy.
It's so because,
you look at it and you go, 19 people are talking about this.
And then you're like,
really?
Oh,
that's
crap.
It?
Yeah, I got to do something now to get my numbers up. And, like, I think I don't even know if it means anything. Facebook is just like their last attempt to try to get, like, you know, I don't know.
Maybe it's an attempt to, you know, buy some to boost your page or something.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
We're on the same page here.
Well, I did notice something too, Grace, and that was maybe a bit of an attitude change in some of the photo shoots you've been doing lately. I mean, there's a lot less smiling going on and a lot of this serious.
Oh, so serious. Yeah.
I'm a serious person here. Obviously, that's intentional.
Yeah, I mean, I think that...
You're such a happy person, and there's these stern pictures.
Stern. I think that when I smile in pictures sometimes, I just look like, I don't know, like I'm 12 or something. Or I don't know. I think that the new record has a little bit of like a darker vibe overall, even though not all the music is... It doesn't sound like super dark or anything like that, but I think it's just a little bit more of like a mature sound, and some of the material on it is a little bit darker, heartbreak, stuff like that. Right. So the look, you know, are kind of trying to show that side of me. And I think, you know, the smiley, bubbly part of me is who I,
you
know.
It's who you are.
Who I am. Yeah. But then I have another side that is introverted and, you know, sort of my artist side that is also a part of me too.
Yeah. Well, my take was that you want to separate yourself from those who would see you maybe as, you know, pop girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is definitely, you know, I've always wanted to do soulful music, you know, especially like music that's kind of sounds like gospel-y and rootsy. And so this record is really what that is. And I think the look is kind of going with that, I guess.
Well, let's give another shot of that musically. What do you guys want to do next?
Yeah, this is a song off the record as well. It's actually a duet with Elliot. And it's on the record. It's not a duet yet, but when Elliot joined the band, we turned it into a duet. Now we might re-record it and put it as a duet on the record, but it's called Like a Fool.
Down and
Oh, you like that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? You can hear more tomorrow night at the Lakefront Festival of Art. You're on at 5:30?
5:30, yep.
And it's not going to rain or nothing, so yeah.
No, yeah, is it supposed to be good tomorrow? What
I
do you
hope
think?
So, I hope so. It's been raining all week around here.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, we'll try to bring the sun out.
Absolutely. That's at 5:30 Saturday evening, Lakefront Festival of Art, Grace Weber. And before we go here, We were trying this, not we, like include myself, like I'm part of
you're
this.
You're part of this. You're in the room. You're giving the vibes.
You guys, when you were setting levels and warming up and stuff, you started singing Georgia, and I just went, oh. And then you guys thought you'd give it a try.
Yeah.
You want to give it a try?
Yeah, totally.
Let's give it a try.
It's going to be great.
But before we start, because we'll close out with this, but
okay.
Before we start the song, thank you again for coming in and doing this. It's always a treat. You're the best. Elliot, you're pretty darn good, too.
Thank you.
Pretty awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.
Georgia. Georgia. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Well, I'm singing Georgia, Georgia. Oh, a song. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Other arms, they reach out to me. Back to you, babe. I'm sick.
I think somewhere Ray Charles is applauding. Thanks, guys. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right.